Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I am always excited on Tuesday. You want to know why? Because it's Giving Tuesday here on News Radio WRVA, where we take a segment and we spend some time with one of the charities or not-for-profits in Central Virginia. We talk about the great work they're doing, how you can participate, perhaps, and some of the programs that these groups are perpetuating around the area, maybe volunteer. And since I know we have very generous listeners, maybe you can even be supportive, right? And today I am delighted to welcome an old friend of mine who used to work with my dad. So I'm, you know, you don't say anything because you know me back when I was a teenager. So you can't tell any stories on the radio. Robin Bird is with the United Negro College Fund. She's the area development director, and she's got a big event coming up. And right across from her is Zynga Jordan, who's a senior at Virginia Union University. Welcome to both of you this
Thank
morning.
Thank you very much, John. Yeah, it's a pleasure.
Well, when you called me and said you had an event coming up, I was like, this is perfect because we've got Giving Tuesday coming up. And can I start with a tough question for
you? Yes, you can.
And I'm not being snarky, okay? But if this is the 75th anniversary of the United Negro College Fund, and society has changed a lot in 75 years, why is this organization needed or relevant? Or, you know, why do you exist today? I can imagine in the 40s and 50s
exactly
the need, but surely things have changed. So tell me why the organization is still vibrant today.
That's exactly right, John. You know, why are we needed today? You know, we've made a huge difference for almost 500,000 students throughout the nation since 1944. You know, our milestones have been important to us, but what's most important is showing the success from the lives that we've truly impacted. So as you know, the economy has changed, and the kind of support that UNCF is able to provide to its HBCUs or historically black colleges and universities mm-hmm. and their students, they all need the support from the community. They all need our support to make sure that we keep the doors open and also to make sure that our students throughout the nation, especially in Virginia, have an equal access to college education.
And so when you go out and raise funds around the state, of course, one of the questions they ask is, all right, if I give you this $1,000 or this $10,000 or $100,000, what do you do with it? What's the answer to that?
Oh, my gracious. It's so much we can do with $1,000. We can make sure that our students receive tuition. They mm-hmm. are looking for tuition money so that they can stay in school. Mm-hmm. They're looking for room and board. They need support for books. They may even need support just to be able to get to and from campus. Mm-hmm. Some of our students do not live on campus. They have to live off housing campus. Mm-hmm. So therefore, they need support just to get transportation to and from.
And how does the program work? An individual student applies to you, or do you provide a grant to the HBCU, to the university, and then they determine what the student needs?
Exactly. It's a twofold.
It is?
When we have a student with unmet financial needs, that student can put in for a scholarship through the scholarship program online. It's all based from FAFSA, just as it would be through financial aid at mm-hmm. our colleges and universities. Once they put in for the FAFSA and it counts for the adjusted gross income, then they pretty much know what they qualify for a free scholarship. And we have over 400 different types of scholarships and programs that students can apply for. Mm-hmm. So it's basically creating a profile. Once they create a profile, they have access to over 400 opportunities. And then based on their program of study and their interest in their career field, they can go in and they can apply for these scholarships. And then it's just free money from there, thanks to our generous donors and supporters.
Yeah. Well, you know, what struck me about your story, Zynga, who is a senior at Virginia Union University, was how you started out your college career and, if I'm reading this right, didn't realize that you could apply for financial aid, or that just wasn't something that was on your radar screen. Tell me about how you got engaged with UNCF and how they've been able to help you.
Well, I have financial aid. However, my parents still had to come out of pocket $6,000 per semester.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
And you multiply that for 4 years. When I went to financial aid office, they were just like, you know, apply to UNCF, apply to UNCF. Mm-hmm. Didn't really know about UNCF. Mm-hmm. So when I applied, I saw different scholarships ranging from a general scholarship where everybody is welcome to scholarships pertaining to my major, scholarships pertaining to females, males, state-based, and so on and so forth. So as I applied, I received a scholarship for $1,000 my freshman year, which lowered the amount that my family had to contribute to. UNCF has been in my family for a long time. Speaking to my grandmother, she's been a dedicated donor for over 20 years, as well as my cousin. She's contributed money in her adolescent years. So I felt like UNCF was just a tradition that was in my family that I, you know, regenerated. And I'm happy because in my junior year, they actually gave me a scholarship for $7,500. So it was just like, wow. And I didn't even know about this organization, but here it is. They're giving back to me, and my family has contributed to them. And I've paid forward by telling, you know, my other peers and my other cohorts, like, this is a scholarship and this is an organization that you have to, you know, look into. No, it's not Pell or any other thing that you get through FAFSA, but this is another route that's going to help you. So other students that I've spoken to, they've actually received money from UNCF, and I feel like this is a paid-forward organization that everyone needs to know about because it helps.
Well, this is funding that I guess in some cases makes the difference about whether a young person can stay in school and actually complete their degree, or whether what should be, hopefully, a four-year process turns into a 5 or 6 year process. And, you know, the longer you stretch it out, the more likely it is that the student drops out, regardless of the circumstances. So it gives that opportunity. And I want to just ask you, are you done yet? You're a senior, so we're coming up on graduation. Are you going to be done this June? Or
yes, I will be finished June.
And then what happens?
And then life. I have
so
many things.
Do you have a job lined up?
I've applied to internships.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually getting some things back. I'm actually doing a mentorship with VRS coming up soon. So that is just the highlight of what's going on right now, because investments is where I want to be at. So just to even get mentoring and shadowing the workers that work there and just, you know, getting some hands-on work is what I live for.
Yeah.
So hopefully that leads to something else. We're praying. We have our fingers crossed.
A lot of people I know. Well, Zynga, congratulations. I'm glad you're here. And Robin, I want to make sure we spend a couple of minutes about the big event that you've got coming up that people can actually participate in. It's at the Jefferson Hotel on April 29th.
Exactly.
And we're calling it the Governor's Luncheon. And of course, the chair you're sitting in, Zynga, is where the governor normally sits when he comes to talk to us at WRVA. We're not going to get into this, but he hadn't been here in 2 months. But he's coming to your event, I understand.
Yes, he is. He's
Ralph
hosting
Northam
the
will be
event,
there.
John. Okay. We're so excited about this. We're very, very appreciative of Governor Northam and his staff. Mm-hmm. He has accepted, you know, the opportunity, and we appreciate him for hosting it as Virginia's Governor's Luncheon.
Mm-hmm.
And this luncheon is to benefit UNCF. You know, this Governor's Luncheon is a premier luncheon that's hosted through the nation of UNCF,
mm-hmm.
where we bring in individuals, corporations, like-minded people who believe in education, mm-hmm. who believe in helping young people and young at heart to succeed.
Yeah.
And it is April 29th at the Jefferson Hotel.
And there's still tickets available.
Definitely so. And also sponsorships as well.
Oh.
Table sponsorships. We're looking for everyone to come out and join us.
All right. So if you are interested in supporting the United Negro College Fund, you know, it's probably one of the most famous slogans in advertising. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Their 75th anniversary. It's the Virginia Governor's Luncheon here in Richmond at the Jefferson Hotel on the 29th of April. You can go to uncf.org/Virginia And right there, about three quarters of the way down the screen, you'll see the logo, and you can click buy tickets. Contact Robin Bird if you'd like to buy a table and be one of the sponsors for the event. And ladies, I'm so glad to have you here today and thankful for your participation.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right. Well, that is Giving Tuesday for this Tuesday. Of course, we'll have all that information available for you on our website at WRVA.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.